June of 2011 was stiflingly hot, and never more so than on a second floor of an unair-conditioned loft-like performance space at 18th and McGee, home base for the up-and-coming theater troupe known as The Living Room. But for the thousand or so people who gathered there over the 10 performances of the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic Carousel, the heat in the room was squelched by the electricity and originality of the show. Living Room co-founder Rusty Sneary starred as the volatile carnival barker Billy Bigelow, and recalls what drew his company to one of the standards of the American musical theater.
I think a lot of theaters and or artistic directors of theaters may be attached and fond of the musical Carousel. So when an artist approaches them with that idea of taking possibly everything that they're fond of and taking a ballpen hammer to it and really kind of shattering it and finding the truth that lays underneath it, and building from there, which is basically what attracted me.
Carousel has been done big and flashy at such theaters as New York's Lincoln Center, but it was conceived in a different way by Kansas City Reps Associate Artistic Director Kyle Hatley as something much more raw and pithy. For example, the set was a bare stage above which hung a dozen or so bare light bulbs. Props were limited to a few chairs, a few buckets, and pieces of wood. Hatley directed that production and is overseeing the Reps' recreation of the show.
Carousel is it's a popular draw, first of all. So it's actually the idea of doing Carousel is attractive to most theaters, but the idea of doing Carousel stripped down with nothing but light bulbs as a set is not an idea I think most people can understand until they see it. But even then, I didn't fully know what it was going to be. I had this very, very distinct image of Billy Bigelow on a ladder at the top of the show, clicking on a light and clicking it off. And then every now and then, when he'd click it on, images of people in his life appear in the light as well.
The Living Room, at most, seats about 100. It does have some traditional seating, but for many shows, the playing area is surrounded by vintage lamps, thrift store sofas, and easy chairs. In an attempt to replicate that intimacy, the Rep has completely reconfigured its theater. It's a smaller three-sided house, and Hatley says had the Rep not been so amenable, the recreation wouldn't have happened at all.
The only way I think this company would want to do it is if we sort of did it the way we did it before. We couldn't do it at the Living Room because we wouldn't be able to hold all of the patrons, the Rep patrons. But if we converted the stage, and if they would be so kind as to let us do that, then we could talk. The invitation to do this was at once exciting but also terrifying, because when we turned that last light bulb off back in 2011, we never thought we'd be turning it back on again. And then the challenge became being honest with ourselves, can we achieve what we did before in this space? And I think that challenge is both, again, exciting and terrifying, but worth it.
The ensemble has grown in proportion to the bigger space, and Rusty Sneary says the company is eager to return to the show that was as memorable for them as anyone who saw it.
We've continued to live with these characters, I think, for most of us, for 2 years now. That opportunity to really give them life again is amazing.
Carousel was the second collaboration between Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein in a long string of indelible musicals. But when pressed, Rodgers admitted it was his favorite show. Steve Walker, KCUR News.